Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We do the last two ahadith under the chapter of the prohibition of pride and self-conceit. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal bainama rajulun yamshi fi hullatin tu'jibuhu nafsuhu murajjalun ra'sahu yakhtalu fi mashyatihi idh khasafallahu bihi fahuwa yatajaljalu fil ardi ila yawm al-qiyamah. متفق عليه. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a person was once walking in a beautiful set of clothes, proud of himself, his hair was well groomed, and he was arrogant in his step. He was almost, as we say, a person is arrogant, he's bouncing and walking. When Allah Ta'ala suddenly caused the earth to swallow him, he will continue sinking into the earth until the day of Qiyamah. Now this is something Rasulullah ﷺ mentioning to us. It's 100% true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like arrogance. A person is proud, boastful. He thinks great of himself. It's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Yesterday's hadith, Allah ta'ala says that honor is my lower garment and pride is my upper garment. So honor is my lower garment and pride is my upper garment. And who is there that shall challenge Allah ta'ala with regard to any one of them? So this is something that is serious, that this is something that's unique to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person wants to walk around proudly, he wants to walk around arrogantly. So under this, ulama explained that this could have been one person in the time of the Bani Israel, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us about the future, and this is what's going to happen. One of two possibilities, that when this thing happened, or it's still going to happen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is informing us. Can you imagine a person continuously being sunk in the ground? What a feeling that must be. But this is on account of pride. عن سلمة بن العكوى رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزال الرجل يذهب بنفسه حتى يكتب في الجبارين فيصيبه ما أصابهم رواه الترمذي. هذا سلمة بن العكوى رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a person who continues displaying his arrogance will be recorded amongst the tyrants, and he will then receive what they receive in punishment. This person will become so preoccupied with being arrogant in his style, in his way, he doesn't realize that this becomes part of his attitude, this becomes part of his way, that he is arrogant in his style, in his mannerisms. So now this becomes part, he becomes a part and parcel of his nature, he becomes an arrogant person. Allah Ta'ala now records him amongst the arrogant persons, people, and on the day of Qiyamah he'll be raised with those people that were arrogant on this earth. Fir'aun, Qarun, Haman. Imagine being raised with such people on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because this person only displayed arrogant attitude in this world, not realizing how dangerous this arrogant attitude is. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of staying away far from arrogance. This is something that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like at all. In fact, Allah Ta'ala loves humility. A person that is humble, Allah Ta'ala will give him recognition. He doesn't need to market himself. He doesn't need to go about bragging about his achievements. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that fame, that recognition, although he doesn't desire it at all. But this is something that comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the complete opposite is true. When a person wants that recognition, he wants that fame, he wants that glory, he wants to think good of himself, he wants to advertise himself, whether it's on social media or wherever, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at some point will drop that person. His respect will go, his izzat will go, he'll lose that standing in society also, and on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen to this person? He'll be raised with all those proud people. But the other side, the flip side is, a person humbles himself. مَن تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعُهُ اللَّهِ. That person who humbles himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give him izzat. If that izzat is not found in this world, then definitely in akhirat, he'll get a real, true respect. So therefore, ulama explained that if we want to get that altitude, the real altitude, if we want, the first thing we have to do is cut out the attitude, show gratitude, and don't depend on our aptitude. Because everything that comes is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything we have to relate it, everything we have to give praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi